In this bulletin, a ninth case of coronavirus in Australia as the World Health Organization considers declaring coronavirus an international epidemic. Britain officially leaves the European Union tonight. And in tennis, Novak Djokovic through to his eighth Australian Open final. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. A second case of deadly coronavirus has been confirmed in Queensland, bringing the total number of infected Australians to 9. The 42-year-old Chinese national was travelling from Wuhan, the centre of the outbreak. The woman was a member of the same tour group as a 44-year-old man, confirmed yesterday as Queensland's first coronavirus patient. The report comes soon after a third person was found to be infected in Victoria. The World Health Organization is meeting to discuss the ongoing coronavirus outbreak as the death toll in China reaches 170. The organization has been hesitant to declare an international emergency, with most cases recorded in China and centered on the Chinese city of Wuhan and the wider Hubei province. And the United States has confirmed its first case of person-to-person transmission of the coronavirus. The person is the spouse of the first confirmed travel-related case in the state of Illinois. Britain is officially leaving the European Union today, ending years of Brexit discussion. The European Parliament yesterday approved the Brexit withdrawal agreement, voting 621 for to just 49 against. The agreement includes an 11-month transition period to allow the bloc and the UK to negotiate the finer details of their relationship. Steve Bray, a pro-EU supporter, says he still hopes to return to the EU.
Mixed emotions, really, at the moment. Sadness. I'm grateful for the time we've had with the European Union. But our campaign has changed. It's not a question of if we rejoin the European Union. It's just a question of when.
Victorian firefighters are preparing for severe fire conditions, with high temperatures forecast across the state over the coming days. The Bureau of Meteorology says temperatures in Melbourne are set to soar above 40 degrees today. More than 1.5 million hectares have burnt across Victoria this fire season, and bushfires are still alight in the state's east. Victoria's Emergency Management Commissioner Andrew Crisp is urging Victorians to be on alert and ready to evacuate as the heat returns.
It's not too late to develop your plan. You know, what do you sit down with your family? What are you going to do? Importantly, with that plan, when are you going to put it in place? So, as we've heard, if you're going to wait till you see the smoke or the fire at your doorstep, it's far too late. So you've got to get out early. That's been the message that we've pushed throughout this summer. And again, I want to thank and acknowledge those many thousands of people have done that when we've asked people to do that.
A man has been found guilty of trying to steal a copy of the Magna Carta from a cathedral in the UK. 47-year-old Mark Royden used a hammer to smash a glass case around the 805-year-old document at Salisbury Cathedral, but he failed to steal it. Mr. Royden told police he believed the document was a fake. A jury found Mr. Royden guilty of criminal damage, and he'll be sentenced later this month. In tennis, defending champion Novak Djokovic has powered through to his eighth Australian Open final, defeating Roger Federer in straight sets. The world number two started slowly against the 20-time major winner, trailing 2-5 in the first set. But Djokovic recovered to win 7-6, 7-1, 6-4, 6-3 on Rod Laver Arena in the pair's 50th career meeting. After the first set went for more than an hour, the rest of the match took only 76 minutes. Djokovic commended Federer for his efforts despite suffering from an injury.
It could have definitely gone a different way if he used those break points. He started off really well. I was pretty nervous at the beginning. And, I just want to say respect to Roger for coming out tonight. He was obviously hurt.
And now the weather across Australia. Perth, mostly sunny today and 24 degrees. Adelaide, humid and a possible storm, 36. Melbourne, hot and a possible storm, 41 degrees. Hobart, very hot with a shower or two and 38. Canberra, hot and sunny, 41. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 29. Sydney, windy and partly cloudy, 31. Newcastle, much the same, 35. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 31. Cairns, a shower or two, 31. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm, and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.